So I was listening to This American Life, their most recent episode about Lucy the chimp, who was born in the 1960s in America and raised by a psychotherapist and his wife. It was all supposed to be a big experiment to see if a chimp could be raised in captivity and maybe learn how to talk and learn how to do things in a human way. And they did get her to learn about 400 different American Sign Language signs. And she also was turned on by human dick. Apparently they found her masturbating one day, and the psychotherapist wanted to do an experiment, see if she was turned on by humans, so he ran out to the local drugstore and bought a Playgirl, you know, that has nude guys in it. And she would do this while sipping a gin, which she liked to drink, and masturbate to these hairless apes that we are with our hairless knobs. What do you think was running through her head? I mean, what kind of a crazy, fucked up life is that? You're a chimpanzee sitting in some human's house in middle America, got a psychotherapist analyzing you, telling you to use a Playgirl when you're masturbating, look at humans. I wonder what kind of sign language she used to say, I like masturbate to these hairless monkeys who have mediocre skills in rear entry. By the time Lucy was 7 years old, she had five times the strength of her father, the psychotherapist. So they shipped her off to Africa to free her. She was, you could say, overly friendly towards humans. And she didn't like male apes. So one day she saw some men. She approached them, and they happened to be poachers. She probably went up to them and signed, Hey, boys, are you here to show me your hairless fleshy asses and bony pink knobs? And what did they do to her? They cut off her hands and feet and skinned her. And so ever since that happened to Lucy, the chimp mothers will tell their young ones, Don't go out with those hairless fleshy-assed creatures with the pink knobs. They're dangerous, I tell you. Stay within your tribe. What is wrong with a good chimp boy?